This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama a couple of weeks ago to kick off our economic coverage of next year's presidential election. And one of the things we mentioned was that the economy there seemed to be humming right along. In point of fact, though, what's going on in Tuscaloosa is all the more remarkable because a bit less than 5 years ago, April of 2011, to be a little bit more precise, a huge tornado ripped through that city. More than 50 people died. Estimates are 12% of the city was simply destroyed and 7,000 people lost their jobs. Stan Ingold of Alabama Public Radio takes a look at what recovery's been like.
On April 27, 2011, I was eating lunch at a barbecue restaurant on 15th Street in the middle of Tuscaloosa. Little did I know that just a few hours later, a tornado would cut through that area filled with homes, businesses, and many trees that helped Tuscaloosa earn the nickname the Druid City. The storm leveled nearly everything I could see from that restaurant window. Here's restaurant owner Brad McDaniel.
When I walked out of the restroom that day from the tornado, I looked across Forest Lake and I thought thousands of people in Tuscaloosa were dead because all the trees, the beautiful trees that were over there were like twigs.
Today, McDaniel owns the barbecue restaurant Who's Q, located on the same spot as his old business that was wrecked by the storm.
I mean, nothing was left. It was literally like a bomb had gone off in Tuscaloosa.
He reopened soon after in Northport, just across the Black Warrior River.
We did a temporary location. I did have some customers that would come eat with us, but it just wasn't like the location on 15th Street.
So he came back to his old location. But this time, he wasn't part of a franchise.
It was time for me to get out or renew it for five more years, so I decided to get out, and when we reopened, I reopened under a new name.
And he reopened 2 years to the day after the storm. But he's had to work to lure back his customers.
It's just hard to let everybody know that used to come see us, because I didn't know where they were, and they hadn't seen us in 2 years.
McDaniel says business is growing every day, and he's happy with his decision to come back. Today, the city has rebuilt much of what was destroyed, but you can still see where the tornado cut its path in some places. Tuscaloosa Mayor Walter Maddox had this to say about a year out from the storm.
I believe our future is even brighter, but it's still a long journey. There's going to be many bumps in the road, and there is, as I tell most groups that ask, there's no easy way out of this.
And there was no easy way out for Deborah Burrows and her family business, H&W Drugs.
It's hard to see, but it says H&W Drugs East on the roof. Well, that H&W that was there is what's in my backyard now.
Wow.
And it was next door in the parking lot of the Slotsky's next door.
Burroughs shows me pictures of the business her father built back in 1964. Today, the lot where the drugstore stood is empty, but when you walk up, you can still see the floor tiles that read H&W Drugs. For Burroughs, it still holds a lot of memories, and the decision to not come back was a tough one.
All our customers were just an extended family, and I cried a lot to try to decide whether I wanted to build back, and because I just felt like I was letting down a lot of people. I'm sorry. But really, it pretty much came down to a business decision.
And there was a lot to think about.
With health care and all the third parties that are paying for medications and paying for things, each year the profit margin shrinks, what you're able to make on your prescriptions. There's competition to lower your front-end prices to compete with all the other big box stores that sell things discounted every day.
Burroughs says she had to think of her employees as well.
The employees couldn't stand not having a job for 3 or 4 months while this all got figured out, and it was a hard decision, and I came to the decision that I would not reopen.
Burroughs continues as a pharmacist, but now she works for someone else. The city of Tuscaloosa is still figuring out how to commemorate the 5th anniversary of the 2011 tornado. In Tuscaloosa, I'm Stan Ingold for Marketplace.